Yikes! How about those gas prices? Ever thought you'd see this? What's worse for us drivers is when White House wannabes pretend to rescue us from our misery. Take Senator McCain's $500 tax credit to drum up interest in the already popular, but not yet available, Chevy Volt. Then there's the Maverick's big cash prize.
Offering a $300 million prize for the development of a battery package that has the size, capacity, cost, and power to leapfrog the commercially available plug-in hybrids or electric cars.
Plug-in hybrids can get more than 100 miles per gallon, so leapfrogging that kind of performance would be pretty sweet. Think McCain's prize will spur our nation's geniuses to finally get it together and invent an ultra-green car? Well, no, because they haven't done it yet.
Are you looking for fun?
Powerball.
Even though a jackpot that would make Powerball look like lunch money is already being dangled in front of them. You see, simply selling their invention to frustrated drivers would score them a gigantic payday.
That's $1, $1 for every man, woman, and child in the U.S.
Would you be willing to pay more than a buck for a car that made a plug-in Prius look like a gas-guzzling Hummer? Many less significant inventions have shot way past the $300 million mark because the free market is much more generous than any candidate. Post-it notes have captured billions in sales. Ray Kroc made his billions with burgers. And this 23-year-old became the world's youngest billionaire by getting Facebook users to superpoke each other online. If stuff like this makes so much dough, imagine the jackpot in store for the person who does eventually mass-produce a 200 miles per gallon car. Yep, McCain's $300 million prize is chump change, and it makes him sound nearly as out of touch as the infamous villain who threatened to hold the whole world hostage for
$1 million.